More than 72 hours since the first stabbing, the manhunt continues. Police say Sanderson is armed and dangerous. He had 59 prior convictions, and according to parole documents, many of his crimes happened when he was intoxicated. Indigenous chiefs had blamed drug use on the reserve in the wake of the violence. Sanderson was wanted by police since May for violating parole. The other suspect in the stabbing, brother Damian Sanderson, was found dead, and police are investigating whether Miles Sanderson might have killed him. Gabrielle Fahmy, New York.